Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks for joining me. You can make your dollar go further by becoming a smarter, savvier shopper. One popular tip shared by personal finance bloggers is to go for the store brands when buying food and other products. I've seen and read about various brands being made in the same location, just given different labels, but there are some items that can't quite be replicated. While many families want to stretch their dollars by finding a great steal, no one I know wants to waste their money by getting subpar food and products. So just how different or similar are store brands to their name brand counterparts? Today we find out with Len Penzo. He's ran several blind taste tests on his site, looking at products like cola, potato chips, ketchup, and my personal favorite, cereal. He's going to share some of his biggest winners and surprises with both store brands and name brands. And I'll also share some tips on how you too can trim your grocery bills without sacrificing quality. When I was thinking about covering name brands versus store brands, I knew Len Penzo would be the perfect person to chat with. He's the offbeat and hilarious voice behind LenPenzo.com. His site has not only been an MSN money partner, but it's been picked by Kiplinger as one of the best money blogs. One popular series he's had is his taste tests. Over the years, he's assembled a panel of friends and family to find which products give the most bang for your buck. Before getting his results on the Best Buys, I asked him why and how he got started with the series.
You know, I don't know. I was just I've always wondered what the store brand was like versus the name brands. And I remember back when I was a kid, you know, they had the Pepsi challenge. Remember the Pepsi challenge?
Oh, yes.
And I used to see that on TV and I'd say, and I just thought one day, I was like, hey, why don't I do that with store brands versus the name brands? Let's see how that works out. And I just decided one day, it was actually over a holiday. I was telling my family about it and they were like, hey, we'd like to, you know, be in on that. And I said, hey, okay, I'll make it a big family affair. What the hey? And, you know, when I first started, I did like six different things, in one taste test. Mm. But then, yeah, like if you look at my first three I did, there were six different items in each of my tests, which the family really loved, you know, but it was extremely difficult. Like I said, the logistics is hard. So I said, you know what? From now on, I'm going to start concentrating on just one item. And then I did that for another couple of years. Every couple of months, I'd pick another item. But I'm finally running out of items to test now. So, but that's what it was. I think it came down to the Pepsi challenge. That's what really got me. And I actually did do that Pepsi challenge. I did Pepsi, Coke, RC Cola, and, I don't know if they have it in, do they have Chill in North Carolina?
I haven't seen a Chill over here.
Okay, no. So I did Chill. Yeah, so. And just for Coke spanked everyone, so.
With a better idea of how Len ran his tests, I was excited to find out the results of them. He started off with sharing his top picks for store brands.
The ones where the store brands totally outperform the name brands, peanut butter, on your cereal, the Apple Jacks store brand, the Fruit Loops store brand, Polska kielbasa, canned peas, jarred spaghetti sauce, vanilla ice cream, and believe it or not, bottled water actually way outperformed the really fancy bottled water. So if you're going to get bottled water, it doesn't matter whether you get in a store brand or what have you. And I say the best for last. By far, the best performing store brand product was, if you can believe this, ketchup. It actually beat Heinz and beat Heinz handily, which I found was absolutely amazing. And so did all the people who were taking the challenge that I did. Absolutely amazing.
Lynn also found out there were times when the store brands weren't such a good deal.
Okay, so now I'll give you some of the bad ones, things that the store brand you might want to stay away from, at least based on my panel, my expert panel.
Okay.
Okay. Butter. Now, here, this is kind of confusing, but ketchup. So I said ketchup outperformed, but it also underperformed. So here's the difference. There's two types of store brands. There's an off-brand, and then there's the actual store brand. So the off-brand is usually cheaper than the store brand.
Hmm.
And when I said the ketchup outperformed, it was actually the off-brand, the cheapest of the cheap. On the other hand, the store brand ketchup did terribly. So I hope I didn't confuse your listeners there.
No.
The butter crackers, you know, like Ritz crackers?
Yes.
They have a store brand version of that. Absolutely horrible reviews. Canned fruit cocktail got horrible reviews. And I still remember opening that can of store brand fruit cocktail, and it did. It looked terrible. You know, name brand fruit cocktail is always, you open that can up and it's colorful. You know, the fruit, the peaches are bright orange, and the
and
cherries
that one
are
cherry.
In there. Yeah, and that one cherry. Actually, you get one whole cherry cut in half.
Oh.
In the store brand, you get, if you're lucky, you'll get a piece of one half of a cherry, and it's pale pink, and the peaches are almost white. I mean, it's really disgusting, and it tastes as bad as it looks. So stay away from the canned store brand fruit cocktail. And then also what performed bad was paper towels, actually. The exception to that is the Kirkland brand store paper towels from Costco. Those actually outperformed everybody. So, and that's a summary for you, Elle.
While I hope you found Lynn's test results informative and helpful, I also want you to try and run some blind taste tests yourselves. It can be a lot of fun and help the two of you decide which products are the best fit for your family's budget. Of course, for most people, it can be cost prohibitive to test every single item on their shopping list. What you can do is to look at your list and divide it into two categories. Items that the two of you are particular about and the items you just don't care about. You can then test out your favorites. Another great resource is Consumer Reports. They can give you an idea of whether or not it's better to go store brand on certain things. For items like prescription medications, it's important to talk to a medical professional like your doctor and see if switching to generic prescriptions would be feasible for your case. The bottom line is, you want to spend your money on what truly matters to you and where you see a notable difference in quality, and then shop generic or store brand on the rest. I hope this show helps the two of you slash your expenses so you can use that money on projects and goals that matter more. Don't forget, if you want to hear the latest episodes as they release, go ahead and subscribe. It's free. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. The feed is also available on the site, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. If you want to support this podcast, could you take a minute today to leave a rating and review for the show? It'll get the word out on the Couple Money podcast, and I'd love to read your thoughts. Until next time, take care.